Is not he who has created the heavens and the earth, sends down rain from the sky, and with it brings forth the beautiful gardens, not better than the false gods that they worship? It is not in your ability to cause the growth of trees for those gardens. Is there another God besides Allah who could do that? No doubt, they are a people who have swerved from justice in ascribing equals to him. Just think, who has made the earth a place for your residence, caused in it the rivers to flow, set mountains upon it, and placed a barrier between the two seas? Is there another God besides Allah? Nay, most of them have no knowledge. Just think, who answers the oppressed person when he cries out to him and relieves his affliction and makes you, O mankind, inheritors of the earth? Is there another God besides Allah? How little do you reflect? Just think, who guides you in darkness on the land and the sea, and who sends the winds as heralds of good news of his mercy? Is there another God besides Allah? Exalted be Allah above what they associate with him. Just think, who originates creation and then repeats its production, and who gives you sustenance from the heavens and the earth? Is there another God besides Allah? Say, show us your proof if you are telling the truth. Say, no one in the heavens or in the earth has the knowledge of the unseen except Allah, and their gods do not know when they shall be raised to life again. Their knowledge does not grasp the hereafter. Rather, they are in doubt about it. Nay, they are blind concerning it. The unbelievers say, what? When we and our fathers have become dust, shall we really be raised from the dead? This promise which is made to us was also made to our forefathers before us. These are nothing but the legends of primitive people. Say, travel through the earth and see what has been the end of the criminals. O Prophet, do not worry about them, nor feel distressed because of their plots. They also say, when will this promise be fulfilled if what you say be true? Say, it may be that a part of what you wish to hasten is near at hand. The fact is that your Rabb is very gracious to mankind, yet most of them are ungrateful. Indeed, your Rabb knows what their breasts conceal and what they reveal. Nor is there any secret in the heaven and the earth which is not recorded in a clear book. In fact, this Quran clarifies for the children of Israel most of those matters in which they differ. It is certainly a guide and blessing to true believers. Indeed, your Rabb knows what their breasts conceal and what they reveal. Nor is there any secret in the heaven and the earth which is not recorded in a clear book. In fact, this Quran clarifies for the children of Israel most of those matters in which they differ. It is certainly a guide and blessing to true believers. Surely your Rabb will decide between them by his judgment. He is the Almighty, the All-Knowing. Therefore, put your trust in Allah, for you are certainly on the manifest truth. The fact is that you cannot make the dead hear you, nor can you make the deaf hear the call, especially when they turn their backs and pay no heed. Nor can you guide a blind people to prevent them from straying. None will listen to you except those who believe in our revelations and become Muslims. When the time to fulfill our word comes to pass, we will bring out from the earth a monster that will speak to them, because the people did not believe in our revelations. On that day, we shall gather from every nation a multitude of those who disbelieved our revelations. Then they shall be arranged in classifications according to their merits. Until when they have all arrived, their Rabb will ask, did you deny my revelations without gaining the comprehensive knowledge? If not this, what else were you doing? The sentence will be carried out against them for the consequence of their wrongdoings, and they will not be able to utter a word. Do they not see that we have made the night for them to rest in, and the day to give them light? Surely there are signs in this for the true believers. On the day when the trumpet shall be blown, and all who dwell in the heavens and the earth shall be terrified, except those whom Allah will choose to spare, and all shall come to him in utter humiliation. These mountains, which you see and think are firmly fixed, will pass away like clouds. Such is the might of Allah, who has perfected all things. He is aware of what you do. Those who have done good deeds shall be rewarded with what is better, and shall be secure from the terror of that day. And those who have done evil deeds shall be flung upon their faces in the hellfire. Should you not be rewarded according to your deeds, O Muhammad, say to them, I have been commanded to worship the Rabb of this city, the one who has made it sacred and who is the owner of all things, and I am commanded to be of those who are Muslims, and that I should recite the Quran. Now, whoever follows this guidance will be guided for his own good, and to him who goes astray, say, I am merely a warner. Then proclaim, praise be to Allah. Very soon he will show you his signs, and you will recognize them. Your Rabb is not unaware of what you do. Surat Al-Qasas. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Ta Sin Mim. These are the verses of the glorious book that makes the things clear. In all truth, we narrated to you some information about Musa and Pharaoh for the instruction of the believers. The fact is that Pharaoh elevated himself in the land and divided its residents into groups, one group of which he persecuted, putting their sons to death and sparing only their females. Indeed, he was one of the mischief makers. But we wanted to favor those who were oppressed in the land and make them leaders and make them the heirs. Establish them in the land and show Pharaoh, Haman, and the warriors at their hand the same which they feared. So we revealed our will to the mother of Musa. Suckle him, and when you feel any danger to his life, cast him into the river without any fear or grief, for we shall certainly restore him to you and make him one of our rasuls. We made Pharaoh's family pick him up from the river. It was intended that Musa may become their adversary and the cause of their sorrow, for Pharaoh, Haman, and their warriors were all sinners. The wife of Pharaoh said, this child may become the comfort of the eyes for me and for you. Do not kill him. He may prove useful to us, or it may be that we will adopt him as our son. They were unaware of the result of what they were doing. On the other hand, the heart of Musa's mother was sorely troubled. She would have disclosed as to who he was had we not strengthened her heart so that she might become one of the true believers. She said to Musa's sister, go and follow him. So she watched him from a distance in such a way that the others did not notice it. We had already ordained that he would refuse to suck any foster mother. His sister came to Pharaoh's wife and said, shall I point out to you a house whose people will take care of him for you, and they will be sincere to him? Thus did we restore him to his mother, that her eye might be comforted, that she might not grieve, and that she might know that the promise of Allah is true, yet most of the people do not understand. When he reached maturity and became full grown, we bestowed on him wisdom and knowledge. Thus do we reward the righteous. One day he entered the city, at a time when its people were not yet active. He found two men reaching to each other's throats. One was from his own race, and the other of his foes. The man of his own race appealed for his help against his foe, whereupon Musa gave his foe a blow which killed him. On seeing what he has done, he said, "This is the work of Shaitan. Surely he is an enemy that openly misleads." Then he prayed, "O my Rabb, I have indeed wronged my soul. Please forgive me." So Allah forgave him. Surely he is the forgiving, the merciful. Musa promised, "O my Rabb, after this favor that you have bestowed on me, I shall never be a helping hand to the criminals." Next morning, as he was walking in the city in fear and caution, suddenly he saw the same man whom he had helped the day before, cried out to him again for help. Musa replied, "You are certainly a misguided person." Then when Musa was about to lay his hands on a man who was an enemy to both of them, he cried out, "O Musa, do you intend to kill me as you killed a person yesterday? You only want to become a tyrant in the land and have no intention of reforming anything." At that time, there came a man running from the other end of the city and said, "O Musa, the chiefs are plotting to kill you. Therefore, run away. Surely I am your well-wisher." Hearing this, Musa left that place in fear and caution, praying, "O my Rabb, deliver me from the nation of wrongdoers." As he made his way towards Madian, he said, "Soon my Rabb shall guide me to the right way." When he arrived at the well of Madian, he saw a multitude of men watering their flocks, and besides them, two women who were keeping their flocks back. He asked, "What is the problem?" They replied, "We cannot water our flocks until the shepherds take away their flocks from the water, because we are weak, and our father is a very old man." So he watered their flocks for them and went back to the shade and prayed, "O Rabb, surely I am in desperate need of whatever good that you may send down to me." Soon after that, one of the two women came to him walking bashfully and said, "My father is calling you. He wishes to reward you for watering our flocks for us." When Musa came to him and narrated his story, the old man said, "Have no fear. You have escaped from those wicked people." One of the daughters said, "Father, hire this man. The best that one can hire is a man who is strong and trustworthy." The old man said to Musa, "I am willing to give you one of my daughters in marriage if you stay in my service for 8 years, but you may complete 10 if you wish. I do not want to put you in trouble. Allah willing, you will find me one of the righteous." Musa replied, "So be it, an agreement between me and you. Whichever of the two terms I complete, let there be no compulsion on me. Allah is the witness to what we have agreed upon." After completing the term of his agreement, when Musa was traveling with his family, he saw a fire in the direction of Mount Tur. He said to his family, "Stay here. I saw a fire, and I hope to bring some information from there, or a lighted torch with which you may warm yourselves." But when he reached there, a voice called out to him from the right side of the valley of the blessed spot, from a tree, saying, "O Musa, surely I am Allah, the Rabb of the worlds." Then Allah commanded, "Throw down your staff." When Musa saw that the staff was writhing like a snake, he turned his back and fled, and did not even look behind. Allah said, "O Musa, come back and do not fear. You are quite safe. Now put your hand into your pocket. It will come out shining white without any harm to you. Whenever you feel afraid, draw your hand towards yourself to ward off fear. These are two credentials from your Rabb towards Pharaoh and his chiefs. Surely they are a wicked people." Musa submitted, "Rabb, I have killed one of them. I fear that they will put me to death." "My brother Harun, he is more eloquent in speech than I. Send him with me as a helper to confirm my words. I fear that they will treat me as a liar." Allah replied, we will certainly strengthen your arm with your brother and give both of you such authority that they shall not be able to harm you. Now proceed with our signs. You and those who follow you will surely triumph." Musa stated, "My Rabb knows best who it is that comes with guidance from him and who will gain the reward of the hereafter. Surely the wrongdoers will not attain felicity." Pharaoh said, "O chiefs, you have no other god that I know of except myself. O Haman, bake for me bricks from clay and build me a high tower so that I may climb it to see the god of Musa. Most surely I think him to be one of the liars." He and his warriors were arrogant in the land, without any right. They thought that they would never be brought back to us. So we seized him and his warriors and flung them into the sea. See what was the end of wrongdoers. We made them leaders who started calling people to hellfire, but on the day of resurrection, they will not get any help. We laid a curse on them in this world, and on the day of resurrection, they will be of the despised. We gave Musa the book after we had destroyed the former generations, an eye-opener, a guide, and a blessing, so that they may be reminded. O Muhammad, you were not present on the western side of the mountain when we gave Musa the law, nor did you witness that event. We raised many generations, and a long time has passed over them. You were not living among the people of Madian, reciting to them our revelations, but it is we who are sending you the news of that time. Nor were you at the side of the mountain of Tur when we called out to Musa, but it is your Rabb's mercy that you are being given this information, so that you may forewarn a nation to whom no warner had come before you. Maybe they will take heed, so that they may not be able to say when a disaster befalls them on account of their misdeeds, "Our Rabb, had you sent us a Rasul, we should have followed your revelations and become the believers." Now that the truth has come to them from us, they are saying, "Why is he not given the like of what was given to Musa? Have they not rejected that which was given to Musa before?" They claim, "These are the two works of sorcery complementing each other," and they say, "We believe in neither." Ask them, "Bring a book from Allah which is a better guide than these two. I will follow it if what you say be true." So if they do not meet this demand, you should know that they only follow their own desires, and who is more misguided than the one who follows his own desires rather than the guidance from Allah? In fact, Allah does not guide such wrongdoing people. We have conveyed our word to them over and over again in order that they may take heed. Those to whom the scriptures were given before this, they do realize the truth and believe in this. When it is recited to them, they say, "We believe in it. Surely this is the truth from our Rabb. Indeed, we were Muslims even before this." They are the ones who will be given their reward twice, because they have endured with fortitude, repelling evil with good, and giving in charity out of what we have given them. When they hear vain talk, they withdraw from it, saying, "Our deeds are for us, and yours for you. Peace be upon you. We do not desire the way of the ignorant." O Prophet, you cannot give guidance to whom you wish. It is Allah who gives guidance to whom he pleases, and he is quite aware of those who are guided. Those who do not wish to be guided say, "If we go along with you and accept this guidance, we shall be driven out from our land. But have we not given them a secure sanctuary to which are brought the fruits of all kinds as provision from us? But most of them have no knowledge. How many towns have we destroyed who once flourished in their economy? Just see those dwellings of theirs, only a few of which have been inhabited after them. At last, we alone became their inheritors." Your Rabb would never destroy the towns until he had sent in their metropolis a Rasul, proclaiming to them our revelations, and we would not destroy towns except when their dwellers had become wrongdoers. The things which you have been given are but the provisions and adornments of this worldly life, and that which is with Allah is better and more lasting. Why don't you use your common sense? Can a person to whom we have given a handsome promise, and he is sure to receive it, be like the one to whom we have only given the provisions of this world, and he is scheduled to be presented on the day of resurrection for punishment? Let them not forget that day when we shall call them and ask, where are those whom you deemed to be my associates? Those who are proven guilty as charged will say, our Rabb, these are the ones whom we led astray. We led them astray as we were astray ourselves. However, we plead our innocence before you. It was not us that they worshipped. Then they will be told, appeal to your Sharaka. So they will appeal to them, but will get no answer. They will see the punishment and wish that they had accepted guidance. Let them also not forget that on that day he will call them and ask, how did you answer your Rasuls? They will be so confused on that day that they will not even ask one another. However, the one who repented in this life and believed and done good deeds may hope to be among those who will achieve salvation. Your Rabb creates whatever he wills and chooses for his work whom he pleases. It is not for them to choose and assign the powers of Allah to whom they want. Glory be to Allah, he is far above the shirk that these people commit. Your Rabb knows all that they conceal in their hearts and all that they reveal. He is Allah. There is no God but him. Praise belongs to him in this world and in the hereafter. His is the judgment, and to him you shall all be brought back. O Prophet, ask them, have you ever considered that if Allah were to make the night perpetual till the day of resurrection, which deity other than Allah could bring you light? Will you not listen? Ask them again, have you ever considered that if Allah were to make the day perpetual until the day of resurrection, which deity other than Allah could bring you the night in which you could rest? Will you not see? It is out of his mercy that he has made for you the night that you may rest in it, and the day that you may seek his bounty, so that you may render thanks. They should be mindful of that day when he will call them and ask, where are those deities whom you deemed my associates? And we shall bring forth a witness from every nation and ask, bring your proof about other deities besides me. Then they shall come to know that in reality there is only one God, Allah, and gods of their own inventions have left them in the lurch. The fact is that Karun was one of Musa's people, but he rebelled against them. We had given him such treasures that the very keys were a heavy burden to a band of strong men. When his people said to him, do not exalt, for Allah does not love the exultant. Rather, seek by means of what Allah has given you to attain the abode of the hereafter, while not neglecting your share of this world. Be good to others as Allah has been good to you, and do not seek mischief in the land, for Allah does not love the mischief mongers. He replied, all that I have been given is by virtue of the knowledge that I possess. Did he not know that Allah had destroyed many people before who were mightier in strength and greater in riches than him, but the criminals are not called to account immediately for their sins? One day he came out before his people in his worldly glitter. Those who sought the life of this world said, would that we had the like of Karun's fortune. He is indeed a very lucky man. But those who were endowed with knowledge said, alas for you, better is the reward of Allah for him that has faith and does good deeds, but none shall attain it save those who endure with fortitude. Then we caused the earth to swallow him together with his dwelling, and he had no host to help him against Allah, nor was he able to defend himself. Now the same people who envied him for his lot the day before began to say, alas, we had forgotten that it is indeed Allah who enlarges the provision for whom he wills and restricts it for whom he pleases. If Allah had not been gracious to us, he could have caused the earth to swallow us too. Alas, we did not remember that the disbelievers never attain felicity. As for the abode of the hereafter, we have reserved it for those who seek neither glory nor corruption in the earth. The ultimate good is for the righteous. Anyone who brings a good deed shall have something even better, while anyone who brings an evil deed will find that those who perform evil deeds will be punished only to the extent of their misdeeds. O Prophet, rest assured that he who charged you with the Quran will bring you to the best destination. Say, my Rabb best knows him who has brought guidance and him who is in manifest error. You never expected that the book would be revealed to you. Only through your Rabb's mercy has it been revealed to you. Therefore, do not be a helper in any way to the unbelievers. Let no one turn you away from the revelations of Allah now that they have been revealed to you. Invite people to your Rabb and be not of the mushrikeen. Invoke no other god besides Allah. There is no god but Him. Everything is perishable except Him. To Him belongs the judgment, and to Him will you all be returned. Surat Al-Ankabut. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Alif Lam Mim. Do the people think that they will be left alone on saying, we believe, and that they will not be tested? We detest those who have gone before them. Allah has to see who are the truthful and who are the liars. Or do the evildoers think that they will escape from our reach? How bad is their judgment? He that hopes to meet Allah must know that Allah's appointed time is sure to come, and He hears all and knows all. He that strives does that for his own soul, for Allah is certainly transcendent and beyond any need of the world. As for those who believe and do good deeds, we shall cleanse them of their sins, and we shall reward them according to the best of their deeds. We have enjoined man to show kindness to his parents. But if they force you to commit shirk with me, of which you have no knowledge, do not obey them. To me is your return, and I will inform you of what you have done. Those who have accepted the true faith and do good deeds shall be admitted among the righteous. There are some among people who say, we believe in Allah, yet when they suffer in the cause of Allah, they confuse the persecution of people with the punishment of Allah. But when there comes help in the shape of a victory from your Rabb, they are sure to say, we have always been with you. Is not Allah fully aware of what is in the hearts of the people of the world? Most surely Allah knows those who believe and knows those who are hypocrites. The unbelievers say to the believers, follow us and we will bear the burden of your sins. But they will not bear any burden of their sins. They are surely lying. Of course they shall bear their own burdens as well as the burdens of others in addition to their own. And on the day of resurrection they shall be questioned about their invented lies. We sent Nuh to his people, and he lived among them 1,000 years less 50. Then, because of their wrongdoings, the flood overtook them. But we delivered him and all who were in the ark, and we made the ark a sign for the peoples of the world. Likewise, Ibrahim, when he said to his people, "Worship Allah and fear him. This is better for you if you understand. You worship idols besides Allah and fabricate falsehood. In fact, those whom you worship besides Allah have no power to give you your sustenance. Therefore, seek your sustenance from Allah and worship him. Give thanks to him, for to him you shall be returned. If you deny the message, then nations have denied before you. The only duty a Rasul has is to deliver Allah's message clearly. Do they not see how Allah originates creation, then repeats its process? Surely it is easy for Allah." Say to them, "Travel through the earth and see how Allah originates the creation, then creates the later creation. Surely Allah has power over everything. He punishes whom he wills and shows mercy to whom he pleases, and to him you shall be turned back. Neither can you frustrate him in the earth or in the heaven, nor have you any protector or helper besides Allah. As for those who disbelieve Allah's revelations and deny that they will ever meet him, they are the ones who shall despair of my mercy, and they are the ones who shall have a painful punishment. The people of Ibrahim had no answer except to say, 'Kill him or burn him,' but Allah saved him from the fire when they tried to burn him. Surely in this incident there are signs for those who believe. After coming out of the fire safely, Ibrahim addressed them, 'Today you have made idols instead of Allah a means of affection among yourselves. But remember, on the day of resurrection, you shall disown and curse one another. Fire shall be your abode, and you shall have no helper.' Witnessing this whole incident, Lut affirmed his belief with Ibrahim. Finally, Ibrahim said, 'I will migrate towards my Rabb. He is the mighty, the wise.' We gave him Ishaq and Yaqub and placed the prophethood and the book in his progeny. Thus, we gave him his reward in this life, and in the hereafter, he will surely be among the righteous. When Lut said to his people, 'Surely you are committing such sexual misconduct as no one in the world has ever attempted before you. Do you lust after males, commit robbery on the highways, and commit evil deeds even in your assemblies?' His people had no answer except to say, 'Bring us the scourge of Allah if you are truthful.' Lut prayed, 'O Rabb, help me against this degenerate nation.' When our messengers came to Ibrahim with the good news, they said, 'We are to destroy the people of that township, for its people are indeed wrongdoers.' Ibrahim said, 'But Lut is in there.' The angels replied, 'We know who is in there. We shall certainly save him and his family, except his wife, who will remain behind.' And when our messengers came to Lut, he became sad and anxious on their account, for he felt powerless to protect them. But they said, 'Do not fear nor grieve. We shall save you and your family, except your wife. She will be of those who will remain behind. We are going to bring down a scourge from heaven upon the people of this town on account of their transgression. Surely we have left a clear sign from it for people who care to understand.' To the people of Madian we sent their brother Shu'aib, who said, 'O my people, worship Allah and look forward to the last day, and do not transgress in the land wickedly. But they denied him. So a severe earthquake seized them, and by the morning, they were lifeless bodies in their own homes. Likewise, we destroyed the people of Ad and Thamud. You have seen the traces of their dwellings. Shaitan had made their foul deeds fair seeming to them and diverted them from the right way, though they were intelligent people. Musa came to Karun, Firaun, and Haman with clear signs, but they remained arrogant in the land, yet they could not go ahead of us. We seized all of them for their sinfulness. Against some we sent a violent tornado full of stones. Some were seized by a mighty blast. Some were swallowed up by the earth, and yet some were drowned. It was not Allah who was unjust to them, but they were unjust to their own souls. The parable of those who take protectors other than Allah is that of a spider who builds for itself a dwelling, and surely the weakest of all dwellings is the dwelling of a spider, if they but knew it. Surely Allah knows whoever they invoke besides Him. He is the Almighty, the Wise. These are the parables that we cite for mankind, but none will grasp them except the wise. Allah has created the heavens and the earth to manifest the truth. Surely in this there is a sign for the believers.